time the sugar is not prepared. I have really three sugars. Let's see if we got to all three of them. But three different areas in Hilchos, mostly Matan Sovyon, and a little bit in Hilchos Shalach Manos, and how they relate to Hilchos stuff in general and some of the things we touched upon. So the first, just talking about Matanos Avyonim. So the pasuk says Matanos LaAvyonim. Okay, we know that means to give tzedakah to aniyim, but the Gemara in Bava Metzia says there's a difference between ani and avyon. The Gemara in Bava Metzia in the first Mar Makom Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara there is talking about the halacha that you have to pay your workers on time, and the Gemara has different dinim that learned that, and one of them says the Gemara, the first. Commenting on the din lo sashok sachir ani ve'evyon, that's the pasuk that tells you that you have to pay back your workers, and he says ani ve'evyon. So what does it teach you? So it says the Gemara in the first Mar Makom here, the Tanakama chad lehakdim ani l'asher. One is how if you have an ani and an asher to pay your polim, so you should pay the ani first. The chad lehakdim ani le'evyon. Not only should you pay ani before the asher, but if you have an ani and an evyon, you pay the ani before the evyon. That's a din. And the Gemara, leaving aside all the details why you would pay one before the other, what's the difference? How do we see what's the difference between ani and evyon? Says the Gemara, but tzricha, in terms of giving the reason, the iash mean an evyon, if you only would have learned the halacha of evyon, mishum de lo kasiv le mispei. The evyon is not embarrassed to ask. And this is the important point out from here, the hagdara of an evyon is an ani, and Rashi there says he's not embarrassed to ask. Rashi says because he is rugel to be always asking for tzedakah, v'ta'i l'chol davar, and that's Rashi says, the Torah and Parashat Mishpatim, Evyon has been l'shon ta'i l'chol davar. He's so desperately poor. So as far as paying the workers, you pay the ani first, because even though the Evyon's in a worse state than an ani, you would pay the ani first, because the Evyon can, he'll manage. He's more used to collecting money. The ani is not as comfortable collecting tzedakah. Collecting tzedakah, especially before you're accustomed to it, is something that's very uncomfortable for people to do. But that's an evyon is so low that he's just totally used to it, not embarrassed anymore to ask for tzedakah. That's a gdar of an evyon. So some achronim suggest based on this, or shtermach demod demuzmanim, and I saw in the Dirshu Mishabura, picked up the sperm cell last week, so they quote there from Rav Yashiv, that Rav Yashiv, at least in theory, maker adin, and this Rishterma thinks really should be the pshat, is that you should have to find an evyon, matanos avyonim. You have to give an evyon, someone who's mamish so poor. And Rishterma writes that he heard from a gadol who lived in Europe before the war. So he lived in, it sounds like he lived in Central Europe or West Europe, and he would send matanos avyonim to Poland and Lithuania, because in Central or Western Europe there weren't such aniyim that they're mamish and evyon. So he would send his matanos avyonim out to Lithuania and Poland, because they're mamish people who are so destitute. Because try to be mekayim matanos levyonim, to give davka to an evyon, someone who's really, really poor. But Rav Shtermach himself points out in this is in Chelek Vav of the Maamar D'Mezanim. Rav Shtermach has this in the appendix. Sorry, that stuff there. So this is in Chelek Vav of the Moed Mizmanim. Rav Shtermach makes this Shtikl Torah that it should be an Evyon. In Chelek Ches, which is where he has Hashmatos back on certain things from all of his earlier pieces, or many of his earlier pieces. So he says, I like my Shtikl Torah that it should be an Evyon. He said, by Stima Saposkim, you don't see them mention this. And Rav Yashiv, in a similar vein, the quote from Rav Yashiv that, Lamaisa, we don't have an Evyon Mizmanazah. Now with the we don't really have this level of anias nowadays that people are mamish desperate for. They don't have anything. Everyone has something. I think you're not convinced, Matthew.
Like, what about those people who
people make good money. I heard from two sources. They told me that there was a story in Queens that there's an ani who made $100,000 for a year collecting money.
Go around to all the aniyim.
Nobody. It's very rare. We spoke the other day, the other year, about a bodkin mazonos. A person that comes mamish starving. And when was the last time you had an ani came to you and said, "Mamish, I had no food. I was starving. Need food." It's not so. It happened to you?
Yeah.
On the sub. Oh, the guy. These guys on the subway. I have no idea. I don't know. They don't have an amonis. You have to do serious bedikah before you give those to them. I don't know, I don't think it's so common. That's what Rabbi Yashiv points out. That's a common Sternbach says he doesn't think it's a poskim. And the Aruch HaShulchan already addresses this. If you've seen source number two, it says the Aruch HaShulchan, Yerli, the Afa Gav de Betorah Ani the Evyo Shnei Dvarim Hain, even though we learn in the Torah, Gemara Mabatiya says it's two different things, because the Sivparis can say, like we just read, Los Ashok Sachir Ani Vevyon, Ushnei Dvarim Hain, Kisa Babatiya, as the Gemara goes on, as he goes on to quote from Gemara and Rashi over there. Skip down a couple lines, fourth line down, Mihu, Al Kalpanim Shnei Dvarim Hain. So really there are two different things. But Kevin de Bemigsivo Matanos Avionim, Nema Didafka Evyon Milani, maybe you should say that. Mikomakom, first word on the line, Mikomakom Eino Kain, it's not, we don't say that. And Raya, what's his Raya for this? The Parshas Re'eh, Ksiv, Ki Yebecha Evyon. So the psukim there in the Hostaka, those are the psukim that we were speaking about a few shiurim ago, about the surim of Hostaka, the mitzvah to give, and then this or not to give, are described initially as Evyon, and then it says Pasach Tiftach, and then the end of the sequence of psukim says the essay Pasach Tiftach is Yadcha Leachicha LaAniecha ULevyoncha BeAtzach. So you see that Ani and Evyon there are used interchangeably. It opens up by describing if you have an Evyon, and then it says give the Ani. See, Ani and Evyon is not always meant to be taken literally. Okay, the Gemara, Chazal, and there's still Los Ashok, Sachir, Ani, Evyon, there, it's meant to be taken literally, but many other places we don't have it being said literally. So it says, Alma HaKol Echad, it's all one and the same, and we have to give, you don't have to seek out an Evyon Dafka from Matanos Evyonim. You'll ask, so why does the Megillah write Matanos Evyonim? It's a little confusing. Sternbach had us going that he should give an Evyon. So he suggests the Aruch HaShulchan maybe Matanos Levyonim Rebusa Kamar. Three lines from the Bainim. Lo mi baye ani sheyesh lo busha. To give an ani who is embarrassed, ubischar, sachir, who code him so much so that he would go first in terms of getting paid. So Pashat, you should give that Matanos Levyonim to go to such an ani. Ela afil Evyon yotzis yedecho vascha. You may not have had a havamina that you wouldn't even be yote with an Evyon. Complete opposite of Sternbach. To give an Evyon, come on, what are you doing for the Evyon? He asks for stuck all the time. He's in the business. He knows what he's doing. Matanos Evyonim, you got to really get the real people that it's hard for them, the people that are embarrassed. They said, okay, so comes the Megillah of Mechadesh, even Matanos Evyonim works. You can even give stucka to an Evyon who's used to collecting money, but certainly, and it might be even better, to give, right, and actually right to the end, the kol shekein, you should give la'ani shemis bayish levaki, certainly you should give to that such an ani, ve'ata makdim, and you should give him first, ve'nosin lo sheyesh mitzvah yoseh, there's more mitzvah to give an ani who's embarrassed to give, who really, and he's the one who really needs it most, because he's not comfortable, and maybe as he should be, but he's not comfortable going around and asking for tzedakah, so it's really appropriate to give that ani, says the Aruch HaShulchan. So, Lamaisa, the Rabbi Yashiv writes even nowadays is so rare to find that Mamish and Evyon. So, and the Aruch HaShulchan clearly says that it should Ani and Evyon is the same thing. So it sounds like we go with the regular Hagdaros of an Ani. The question is, what is that? Who is an Ani? How do you define an Ani? So Peah. We mentioned this in one of the Shurim. So the Mishnah in Peah says the following: Mishi yeshal masayim zuz lo yitol leket shechel peah. First, as the masayim zuz, he should not take less shechel peah. He shouldn't take meiser ani. And then it goes on. What do you have? A little bit less. So the meiser, if you have a certain amount of money, masayim zuz, you don't take leket shechel peah. And the Rishonim points out this is not only true for leket shechel peah, but it's also true for stucka, namely that which is collected. We spoke about the kupa shel stucka. See, when you collect stucka, so if you have this amount of money, below that he's entitled, above that he's not entitled to tzedakah. What's the shear? And Mechtesi, what's the Masayim Zuz? Where does it come from? So it says the Rash, if you look down at source number 4, Masayim Zuz, Shiaru Chachamim, Shezeu Shir Hotza'oso, V'mezonos U'malbushav L'shanim. That's the amount of money that a person needs for food and clothing for the year. That's a chazal or mishayer. That's the amount, and that's the amount. And the Rash goes on to say, and if you're married, so you have to have 400 zuz because it's per person 200 zuz. This is basically Chazal's Hashara, and Ruchaim Kanesi points out, also if a person needs money, so then you can give him more money. This is just telling you generally, if his needs, his basic needs are food and clothing. But we already spoke that of the din of de machzoro, that you can provide a person, sometimes a person needs more. And the halacha is, for sure, from tzedakah, that, and not for sure, it's a machlokes rishonim, but the way we seem to paskin is that you can give from tzedakah to de machzoro, meaning he's considered an ani if a person has certain needs, so he needs things beyond just food and clothing. People have other tzrachim, and if he's an ani and he can't, okay, then discussions of what a person doesn't try to work, I mean, that those are other details, but assuming a person's doing everything he's supposed to do, and just, when Mike said, isn't able to make it, so then, also, for those things, you can give him stuff. He's considered an ani legabe those other needs. That's what Chaim Kanievsky points out, but it's really based on Rishonim. So that's the threshold for who's considered ani. Basically, his needs. And the Mishnah test goes on. The next Mishnah, Mishnah Yitzchak Chamishim Zuz Behu Nosim V'Nosim Bahem. I think we spoke about this a little bit. If a person has a certain amount of money that he can actually do business with, he doesn't need as much because he's able to make from that money. Harei Zelo Yitol. Then he should not collect. So the Shulchan Aruch, it's already the tour really, points out source number 5. Yesh Om Shlo Nemru Hashirim Shiurim Halol Bimein. Obviously, Shiurim, sorry. Not the Shiurim were only said in Bizman Chazal. You can collect stucco until you have keren, until you have capital, until you able to support your family based on the, give me some financial terms that I'm lacking here, but based on the money you make from the capital, the profit. There you go, that's what we're looking for, thank you. You said, so basically you need, that you have a capital that you can make profit from. That's the Hagdara. V'dvarim shel tamhim. So the Baal Shulchan points out, this seems to be going, like this is totally new kind of Hagdara. Why didn't he just say the same thing as Mishnah Peah said? The amount of money, what he should have just said, the amount of money you need per year, v'zman hazeh. Why do you come up with this new definition of capital that you can make off, you know, off the profit to support your family? What happened to just amount per year? That's what the Rosh said, right? I mean, you can understand not saying Masayim Zuz is an irrelevant figure. Okay, fine. But why come up with a new formula? You hear the question, Matthew? Any suggestions? The way people make money. I mean, it sounded like from the second Mishnah there was such a thing as like investing. But you're onto something. Push that a little further. So the Gra, the Baal Deh Shulchan puts this together. I mean, he's basically just elaborating on the Gra. The Gra Kedarko is very short and concise, but the Gra writes on this Yesh Omrim. And explain the Yeshua, it says the Gra, Shehashir hazeh al shana achas sheleket shicha upeya motze b'chol shana. He says, what's Pshan the Yeshua? Pshan the Yeshua, they understood that the Shiurim in the Mishnah were per year Shiurim, like the Rash said. Why is a year, next day said a year should be significant for Tzedakah. Well, what does that do with anything? Why? That's pretty arbitrary. He says, that's not arbitrary. It's per year because every year there's leket shechem peah. That's a yearly cycle. So that means that if you have enough money to get you through this year, you don't have to take tzedakah. Why? Because next year, so this year you don't need tzedakah, and next year you'll figure out what you'll do. And if you don't have enough money, so okay, you'll be able to have, there's always a backup. In Bizman Chazal, there's always a backup. Leket shechem peah was assumed, and Maaser Ani, it seems like that would more or less get you to what you needed. That was a pretty solid backup you can rely on. So the Baal Deh Shulchan just elaborates on the Gra. Bizman Hazeh, you can't quite say it that way because we don't have such a thing. If you just have the amount of money you need for your expenses for this year, well, when the year's up, what's going to be? Then you're not going to have a built-in backup. you have to. Then you have to really, you're gonna be really desperate, and you need to cut suckers. So you're going to be in a harder situation. So suggest about the shulchan that once we don't like a chigan pay, we have a totally different definition. And that's like the shulchan aruch tells us that it's capital that a person can invest with, or can basically continue to live off, or it might be a steady job, this is really, I think this is the big shadow people talk about, you know, when you're the flip of the question. We're going to get to this a little bit more, but the flip of the question is when you're chayav and meiser. When, so people always talk about this with wedding money. So you chayav to give meiser from wedding money, or any other money you make at a young stage in your life that you don't you're not really have your feet on the ground. So what's the din? So according to this Hagdara, it sounds like you need to have really some substantial investments in order to say that you'd be chayav to give. You'd be chayav to give tzedakah, or I could take out, you can even take tzedakah until you get to that point. So I know that Rabbi Willig, his hadracha is, you know, he always tells the guys when they first get married, you don't have any money. Like, you get a lot of money for your wedding, so if you get a lot of money, like, you don't have any money. And so he says people are putter from Meiser. And I saw Rav Nemenzel, I get the Hakotel newsletter, so they have shilas for Rav Nemenzel every once in a while. So someone asked him this shaila, and he said, I think he said until you own an apartment, you're putter from Meiser. I think that was a similar kind of point, that you have capital, that's pretty significant capital that you can kind of be confident in and move forward. Although I got to sit with the Reuven Feinstein and Mutz Shabbos, and he thought that, you know, you're really chayav Meiser from the beginning. He also used the Hagdara of a year, so it sounded like he was going with the old definition. I didn't get into the whole Shtickle Torah about the Shulchan with him, but it sounded like he's going the old definition. I've heard other people say this also, and he thought that it's true. If you don't have enough money, you can't give Meiser. But he said, really, you should be chayav, and you should keep track of the Meiser you're chayav. He said, your parents' money, you're not chayav a Meiser, but all other kinds of income, you'd be chayav, and to kind of keep track and hopefully try to pay it back one day if you can.
Is it the same Meiser is actually like a?
It's a strong minug. It's a minug yisrael. I mean, it's a machlok zachron, but the pasuk says it's a minug. Yeah. But I didn't get a chance to talk about meiser and the tzedakah sugyas, but the pasuk is that it's just a very strong minug. Okay, so that's a little bit about an ani in general. So lemaisa, as I said, the poskim, or someone's Zalman has this. So it's interesting. In the Halicha Shlomo, so some of the Dirshu, the way they quoted it from some other sources, that who do you give Meiser? So who do you give Matzoros Avyonim to? To someone who doesn't have money for the year. So I was thinking, someone doesn't have money to get support himself for the year. He's short for that year's money. So I was thinking that's really like the old definition. That shouldn't be a year. It should just be who has the money to support himself. So I saw in the Halicha Shlomo, from Shlom Zalman, so there they don't mention anything about a year. Just say a lashon, person who doesn't have the money to provide his family with tzarche beso. So I thought maybe that was meduyah, that they left out shana, which some other sources had shana. It's not about a shana, it's just about a person who has the means to support his family. That seems to be the mainstream shita, is to go with the regular hagdaras of an ani who doesn't have the means to support. Then there's discussions that I'm not going to get into, but there's discussions about, you know, certain things like hakhnasas kala and other things. Are those considered stucka for matanos levyonim, or is dafka family needs that are who we're trying to fulfill for matanos levyonim? That's a further discussion. We'll come back to that. That's Chelik Beis. One last sheet of Sternbach, so I said before, he took back in the Hashmadas of Chelik Ches, he took back what he said, that it's got to be Dafka Nevion. There he says, but he's like, I still think it's someone who doesn't have enough money for their Purim Suda. So he says, it seems to be still hard to find someone who doesn't have any money for their Purim Suda, but that's what he writes. But where did that come from? I mean, according to the Rosh Hashanah, so you just go with the Red Hagdara of an Ani. Why should it be he doesn't have money for his Purim Suda? Like, why should that be the definition? He's a Nevi'im, he doesn't have money in general.
Maybe that's what makes it part of
the...
So...
Ah. Ah, good. So that's what I thought. They may be based, what you're quoting is from the Zera Yaakov, quoting the Shari Tshuva on the Shulchan Aruch in source 7. So the Shari Tshuva brings down B'Shem Zera Yaakov, quotes someone else, it quotes Zera Yaakov, Shem no sein mos, if he's getting money from Matanos of Yonim, Tzarech Shitain Shir, Shiyikna Gimel Beitzim, Ochel. You have to give him the amount of money that he can eat three Beitzim worth of food, Vim no sein Ochlim, and if he gives him food, actual food, Tzarech Shitain Lo Shir Gimel Beitzim, it passed, you give him three Beitzim worth of bread. Okay, that's not so much food, but the Maisa is saying you basically got to give him some food for a Suda, more or less is what he's saying. So it seems to be that would be where Sternbach is coming from that Hagdara. However, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and this is the only source we have for this in Rishonim, you quote it to quote Ritva. I saw someone, I forgot who, maybe Rav Avadia, said some of the Zera Yaakov didn't have access to the Ritva. We know where the Ritva was one of the Rishonim that was not always everyone had access to. But he said the Ritva writes, and Mishnah Berurah quotes the source I'm right. You just need to give two prutas, namely one pruta to each of the two aniyim, one pruta to each of the two aniyim, because that's a matana. Matana is a pruta. We know shava pruta is always a basic value in the Torah, and that the Ritva says is your chiyuv matanas of yonim. On that, I saw Rabbi Yashiv said pruta. It's hard to say give a pruta. I mean, a pruta is 1 or 2 cents. So that's Matanos of Yonim, and that's really what Chazal had in mind. Matanos of Yonim, 2 cents to the honey. He said, I didn't think to him that's what it was. Still, it just means a minimal amount of significance. A quote there, some said it is named 5 shekel, some said it is 10 shekel. It means something, a little bit, not that you have to give so much, not like the Zera Yaakov, you don't have to provide a suda, you just have to give some significance. But they quote there, and they heard this from Shabloski also. The general recommendation is l'chatzkila to give like the Zera Yaakov, is to try to give an amount that a person could really provide himself a meal with. So it's used to say like, yeah, well, how much it costs in Golan to get a shawarma, whatever it costs to get a shawarma, that's what you should give from Matanos of Yonim. L'chatzkila, Mikra Din, we pass like this Ritva, could be Mikra Din really just a Mamesh Apruta, Rav Yoshev, okay, some small amount, but l'chatzkila, the contemporary post can say, you know, we should try l'chatchila to give like the Zera Yaakov. Especially, we'll see the Rambam soon, who says mutav adam laharvos matanos of yonim. You can see in source 10 that the Rambam says that really the best thing to do is to be marbe as much as possible matanos of yonim. So it's not a bad idea to try to be machmir for this shita, try to give the amount. And this reminds me, I have to get on to give you matanos of yonim, but this is the amount that should be given l'chatchila. Okay, ad kan chelak aleph of the shir. Moving on to Chelek Beis. Chelek Beis is a very interesting question. There's discussion in the Achronim. I'll let you finish writing that here so you can get in. Ready, move on. So there's a Machlokes Achronim whether an ani is an ani chayiv in Matanos of Yonim. What would you say? So the Mishnah Berurah is passing in that Ani is Chayiv, but it is Machlokes Achronim. So why would Ani is Chayiv? Why did they put there? So the Bach. Oh, so good. So we're so what? Yeah. So what do you want to say about that? Oh, Chomesh is thinking. Well, Chomesh is only, even that Chomesh is only if you can afford it. This is different than other mitzvos in the sense that this is different. You don't necessarily have to take upon yourself Chomesh. But now, here we go. I don't know if we say that for mitzvahs there, but I don't know if you have to go out Chomesh. So the Bach in Hilchos Matanos of Yonim in source number 9, he says, "Chayiv kol adam mikavetz l'loshen haTorah. Chayiv kol adam klomar kol adam afilu ani hamikavetz tzedaka. Chayiv loseis mimashin nos nulo l'shar Yonim b'purim." He says you have to give him like you give, you know, get some money, give it to someone else. Why? The aim din Matanos of Yonim b'purim kedin shar tzedaka. Matanos of Yonim is not regular tzedaka. Rather, the Hechsher Mitzvah Purim, Kain who? Lo says Matanos of Yonim. It's one of the mitzvahs of Purim to give matanos avyonim. Uchidin arba kosos bePesach, like arba kosos bePesach. Aval shar tzedaka dechol hashana ina anim hamekabel tzedaka chayav ba. Get back to the rest of the bach in a second, but basically, generally, an ani is pater from giving tzedaka. If you're an ani, you're an ani yourself, and someone comes to ask you for tzedaka, you are pater. You don't have to give him. You don't have to give him tzedaka. So that's what the Bach says. So this is a new halacha. Now the Pri Chadash is the bar plukta here of the Bach. The Pri Chadash holds that no, an ani is potter and staka. So in the Sefer Ava Staka, I've quoted a few times through these sugyas. So he suggests that the machlokas is the following: it's a fundamental machlokas in terms of the yisod of matanas of yonim. What is matanas of yonim all about? According to Pri Chadash, Matanos Avyonim is just a din of tzedakah that on Purim you should give tzedakah. Okay, maybe like Matthew is saying that we want to increase the sense of Bachrayas to everyone else. But for Ed, it's just a chiyuv tzedakah. Especially pay attention to give tzedakah today on Purim. That's he suggested in the chat in the Pri Chodesh. However, for the Bach, it's going to be based on Rambam in a second. For the Bach, this is not a din of tzedakah. This is a new din. What's the din? It's a din in Simchas Purim. It's a chelik of. The point is to be mesameach yourself, and he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam, source 10, mutav la'adam laharbos matanos l'avyonim laharbos b'sudasam shalchmanos l'reya. Better for a person to be marvin matanos l'avyonim than giving shalchmanos l'suda. Why she'ein sham simcha gedola u'mefo'ara el sameach leiv aniim v'yisomim v'almanos v'gerim. Says there is no greater simcha in the world than be mesameach leiv aniim. And the Yisomim and Amanos and Gerim. Shem Mesameach Lev Ha'umlalim, person Mesameach, people that are despondent. Dome L'Shechina, he's compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemar, L'Chayos Ruach Shvalim, L'Chayos Lev Nidkaim. So this is what Staka does for us. Matanos Avyonim is to create in us a sense of Simcha, and that's where the mitzvah comes in. Avada, you're Mekayim Staka by giving Matanos Avyonim. But that's not why and what the Yisod of the Chiyuv is. Agav, just to be mashal in that Bach, and to, I thought, what I thought you were alluding to, which I had on my Marmakomus, I think, 2 shiurim ago, but never got to, the Bach at the very end, if you just go back to the Bach says, at the end, what is the chiyuv of an ani, hamakabel tzedakah? He doesn't have to give tzedakah usually. Elo, what? Pam achas b'shana yitain davar mu'a l'tzedakah. Kedei l'kayim mitzah tzedakah, kwan shekasa b'yaradeya simin reish mem ches, reish mem tes. So he says that an ani should still give a little bit of tzedakah per year to be mekayim the din of tzedakah. What is he referring to? So he's referring to a halacha which is based on a Gemara in Bava Basra, where the Gemara in Bava Basra says, source 11, Amar Ravasi, la'olam yimna adam milaseis shlisis hashekel b'shana. A person should make sure to give a shlisis hashekel per year. The achronim, most of the achronim say this is 256 prutos. I did the math 2 weeks ago, when I was praying last year, I think it comes out about $7 or something like that. I think about $7. I was assuming prutos 3 cents, maybe. Whatever it is, it's a minimal amount of tzedakah, maybe a little less than that. But a minimal amount of tzedakah to be given per year. So that's the Bach. And the Bach there, in the Pasuk in Nehemiah, interestingly, the Pasuk says the leaders wrote a whole letter to the people and say, even though times are tough, make sure you keep the mitzvot of the Torah. And the psukim there goes through a bunch of mitzvot. And one of the things it says there is the hemanu aleinu mitzvah loseis aleinu shlishis hashekel avodas beis hakeinus. If they make sure you give shlishis shekel a year to the beis hakeinus, the beis hamikdash. But the Gemara learns that this is not the Rishonim deal with it a little bit, but it's not only the beis hamikdash, but just this din that should give this amount of tzedakah per year. So the Bach in Yoredeya comments that in Hilchos Tzedakah comments that the lashon of la'olam is to tell you that la'olam for always, even in ani, is chayav to give tzedakah. And it's really Gemara Gittin says Amar Mazutra, if the ani is barnes v'not tzedakah, yas et tzedakah. Even ani who is collecting tzedakah should do tzedakah. And says the Bach, the pshat is that the ani should make sure, okay, he's collecting tzedakah, he's not going to give in general, but at least shlish shekel per year, that much he should be mahbid to give. So that's the Bach just points out here in Hilchos Matanos Avyonim, that an ani does not generally chayav, but he still should give the minimal amount. Now, this shita is a little bit difficult, or maybe one would say some akasha, because the Ramah writes in source number 13, the Ramah says, Parnasas atzmo kodemas l'chol adam. The eno chai lasei tzedaka achi elo parnasasa. So the Ramah says, you have to provide for yourself before anyone else. So you're not chayav to give tzedaka until you can support yourself. So what's the, how does that fit? And the Shulchan Aruch paskins, afilu ani hamis parashat tzedaka, quotes the Gemara in Gittin. So how do these two things fit? So the Vayei Shulchan points out for the Bach, it's very easy. For the Bach, there's a difference between general tzedaka or maybe meiser versus the minimal amount. The basic amount, you don't know, is chayav. But what the Ramah is talking about is going beyond that minimal amount. Beyond that minimal amount, you're not chayav at all. Minimum amount, that much you should make sure to give. Any other suggestions, though? So the Shach writes, this is source 14, but you'll take a look there, but the Shach basically says that if a person mamish has nothing other than tzedakah, he has no right to give that tzedakah to someone else. And he's not chayav to give tzedakah. That's not what the Gemara in Gittin is talking about. The Gemara in Gittin means, afilu ani hamisparnes ben tzedakah. You have a person, we saw it before, a person can have a certain amount of money, a certain amount of even investments. He just doesn't have the amount of investments that really going to cover all his needs. So as the Shach, such a person, he should give a minimal amount of tzedakah. He should give shlishis ha-shekel from his personal investments. It's true, he's going to be getting tzedakah from the outside also because he doesn't have enough. From the tzedakah money, he's pater to give, because on that we would say parnas atzmo kodem. However, on the minimal amounts, on the bit that he does have, his own investments, so from that he should give that minimal amount of tzedakah, shlishis ha-shekel. That's the machlokas, the Shach and the Bach, and then further discussion, how to understand that machlokas and how to paskin on that machlokas, but that's the Bach alludes to here in Hilchos Matanos Levyonim. But let's go back to Matanos Levyonim. So that was the sheet of the Bach, and I saw in the Sefer, I think, pointed out that the Ritva sounds like this word we're saying, because if you look at the Ritva comments on a Gemara in Bava Metzia. So Ritva and Bava Metzia and the Ritva and Megillah, where the Gemara and Bava Metzia talks about Matanos Levyonim, Migbas Purim, Lepurim, Migbas Eir, Osair, the Ein Medaktik and Medavar, says the Gemara in Bava Metzia. So the Ritva quotes the Yerushalmi, well-known Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, look at source number 16. Over Yerushalmi to Maseches Megillah Parakama Aminon, Ein Medaktikin B'mos Purim, Ella. What does that mean? Ein Medaktikin Ella Kol Aposheit Yodo Litol Nosnun Lo. Whoever puts out their hand on Purim, you give them. Kol Marash Ein Medaktikin V'Davar Lomar Im Hu Ani V'Roy Litol Lo Im Lav. Ela Nosnun Lo Kol Adam Sheyavo V'Yitva Shein Yom Zem Idin Tzedakah Bilvad. Here's the key line, says the Ritva. This is not just a din in tzedakah. El midin simcha umanos. The din of matanos levyonim on Purim is a din of simcha umanos. Sharei af bashirim. I mean, you see this alluded to already in Mishnah Manos. He says, because you see, you give bashirim. But this is also why that we would even go against lechal poshet yadim. We're not mechuyev normally. There's a din. There's actually an interesting discussion. Are you yotzei tzedakah if you give an ani without checking him out? So maybe you're not yotzei. There's a big discussion about that, but for sure you don't. You're supposed to check the ani out. I'm actually trying to figure out. I'm in the middle. I think I had an answer for Renemzel. I mean, no, Renemzel wrote to me. I wrote up some questions from the last sugya to Renemzel. One of the questions I asked, are you mechuyev to be mevarer if the ani needs? Or can you say, I don't know this ani, I'm going to walk away? So he said, no, if you can be mevarer, so you're mechuyev to be mevarer. So if you can't be mevarer, so that's what I'm waiting to hear from him. What do you do if you can't be mevarer? I think I have an answer. I'm not 100% sure yet. But you should try to be mevarer. If the ani is, check out the haskama, the letter he has, try to figure it out. That's usually the halacha. But on Purim, Klaposhiya Nosim Lo. Why? Because that all checking in out and didn't stuck. It's all about providing his needs. But here, it's about us. It's about creating in ourselves the sense of simcha, like we said before. And therefore, you give Klaposhiya. You give whoever puts out their hands. So this is all in line with everything that we've said. And the Mishnah Berura passes like this Bach, so it seems to be telling us that the din of Matanos Avyonim is something more than just a din of tzedakah on Purim. this can explain a very interesting shita of Rav Yosef Engel. If you look it down at source number 17, so we have a Gemara in Shabbos. So the Gemara in Shabbos says, Halchiyam Arav, Hanot Tana L'Chaveiro Tzarech L'Hodiyo. If you give a gift to your friend, you have to let him know you're giving a gift. Shinemar L'Das Keni Hashem Kadishcha. Not sure how that pasuk relates to Matanos. Ayin Shaman Rishon. But so you have to tell him. Correct Tosis Akasha. What do you mean you have to tell him? We learned Gemara in Ksubis. We know in Ksubis. We know how far people went to avoid being found, finding out. It was Marufa, I think he jumped into the fire. That the Ani shouldn't be embarrassed and find out that he's giving him tzedakah. What happens to that? It says Tosis no. Source number 18. V'dafka b'matana shenosin lo ayde ahava she'en hamakabel misbayish. It's a matana that you're giving with love. It's not embarrassed to get this matana. You come and give a wedding present. You're not embarrassed to get the wedding present. It's a sense of love that's brought between the people. So then you should let them know. Because the whole point is to accomplish that. So you let them know. Now, when he's embarrassed, matan seser yichaperaf. Better to give in secret. That's what we saw in the Gemara Matzia. And then Mark Tzubis, and well known, the Rambam has different levels of giving tzedakah. Always better to give in a more private way. And Yichapa Af is going to cover up anger, the anger of Hashem, I think. If we give a Seser, that's the big milah. And so Rav Yosef Engel quotes the Maral and the Gur Aryeh. Maral wrote a parish on Sach Shabbos, called also Gur Aryeh. And he elaborates on this point that when you give a gift, it's about the relationship. Both of them are important, the nosen and the makabel. Giving tzedakah is all about filling the chesron, filling the lack for the other person. That's all we care about. So it's not about the relationship between the nosen and the makabel. It's just about getting the money to the ani to fill his need. Giving him a gift, right. Right, so that's along these lines, that make him think he's not going to be embarrassed. If you're giving him a gift, so then it's not embarrassing. Okay, you give a gift, that brings love. Right, so that's along the lines that there's a difference in terms of how you approach it. So that's the moral stuff. So Rios Vengel's comment said, where does Matanos Avionim fit in? So Rios Vengel says, Matanos Avionim. We were with before in Avionim. That means to give to an Avion. He says, a Matana, it's not a Stukka. It's a matana. And he says, and therefore you have to let him know. You're giving matana savyonim. Now, this only makes sense if you say like this whole mahalach we were suggesting before, based on the Bach and the Ritva, that the din of matana savyonim is not really a din of, it's not fundamentally a din of tzedakah, maybe a kiyum of tzedakah, but fundamentally it's a din in the simcha, in the simcha that you have. And therefore we can understand not following the rules of tzedakah that you have to hide it, but rather following other rules of matanos, and then you would have to let him know. Ad kan divrei Yosef Engel. The only way you can understand this bichlal is based on what we're saying. Would anyone want to be docha that tliya, or even within our mahalas to be docha the connection to Yosef Engel? Yeah.
But the whole point is that being modest and proud for the pot.
Oh.
And like we said before, I'm from Kochi Yagnoni. So he's so there that we don't even know like what his situation is. The whole idea that we're trying to do that for us to begin. So that seems to
very good. So that's what I saw in the Chazon Ovadia. I saw this Rav Yosef Engel quoted first, Rav Yosef Sefer on Purim, and then I saw he quoted the Rivos Ephraim. He quoted a number of Achronim to argue, but when I saw the two I looked into was the Rivos Ephraim, Ephraim Greenblatt, who just nifted a few months ago. Big Talmud of Moshe, he lived in Memphis for many, many years. So he writes there, he's marach about this, and he got a letter from Ravinam Zilber. Zatzal wrote the Chuvas Az Nidburu, and they were discussing this, and basically what they pointed out is that matana is not the same thing as this simcha that we're describing, exactly like you're saying, Matthew. When you give a matana, it's about the relationship created between you. That's the simcha and the ahava and a matana. But when we talk about matanas of yonim, we talk about it being a din simcha. It's different than, it's not about the simcha of a relationship developed. It's about the simcha you feel in having been misameach and ani. Now, what's the greatest way to be misameach and ani? To do it in private, so you shouldn't be embarrassed. So it's just about what's the way to lift him up. Once he lifted up, then I feel simcha. But it's not like a matana where the simcha is in the connection between the nosein and the mekabel. Just here, it's the simcha is the result of the feelings of the ani, and the feelings of the ani are more enhanced by giving it in private than by giving it in public.
It's not quite a matana.
It's not regular tzedakah. It's not a matana, but it's a new din of the feeling of simcha on you that you give by being sameach ani. However, they do write. I forgot if this is from Ephraim or this is in the what was quoted from Yom Zilber, but they say for Mishloach Manos, it really is appropriate to be Modiahim. Because Mishloach Manos is not about the Simcha of giving. There it's about the Reyes. That's the next Chelek, which I'm not sure we're going to get to. But there, Mishloach Manos is much more about the Reyes that's created between them. That's much more similar to the Matana aspect of it. And therefore, for Mishloach Manos, it would be appropriate to maybe you have to be modia to the person. I once gave shalach manos, then the person didn't know. I wonder what would be a din if you're modia him only after perm. That was what happened. I gave someone the heights and he didn't realize it was me. And I told him, I saw him like motzei perm. I saw him a couple of days later, whatever it was, I told him. So he was very happy then, but maybe I lost out on the shalach manos. And really makes a difference. And you're not necessarily, that be part of the simple is knowing, oh, this person brought me shalach manos. It's not so much what the person's getting. We all know we have more than enough of a shalach manos after perm. We don't need everything that we get. But it's a sense of reis that's brought about by giving to each other. That's more like the matana that you should be modia, but matanas levyonim, the pashas that you should not be modia, even though it's not a din staka, it's a third category, like you said, Matthew.
How do you know that shalach manos is that?
So because mishloach manos are aflashir, matanas levyon and mishloach manos ish areir. So that's even people have. There's a mishloach manos. The everyone assumes. I don't know if it's in the Chazal or it's in the Rishonim, but the Rishonim clearly assume that it's a din reis that's brought about by mishloach manos. So there is machlokes achronim, right? There's a famous machlokes achronim. If it's reyus or it's him to get something for a suda, right? But even the getting for a suda, it's part of reyus. I mean, it's maybe it could be the it was formulated as getting food, but in terms of the goal is certainly more. That's not a tzedakah. Even that of getting him food for a suda, it's not stuck. It's some kind of extension of your suda, maybe, and participating in the suda. That might be the word. The Rav was machmir apparently to give shalach manos after each other. Most say you should give the shalach manos before the suda because you shouldn't start eating a suda before you're mekayem mitzvos, like a general halacha. But the Rav was machmir to give, I heard from Savlosky, was machmir to give dafka from the suda he would send out shalach manos. Because the whole point is to extend your suda to other people. And that's the way I heard Rabbi Yudin put it the other night. I heard him speak. He said it's like a way of saying, I wish I could have you on my suda, but I can't have you here on my suda, so here, I'm gonna give you some of my suda. So that could be the other side of it. It's not merely a reyus thing, but it's something related to suda. But at the end of the day, that's not staka. And even that suda part would still maybe need you to be modia in order to get that sense of reyus. We're going to stop before the chelek gimel, say the piece from the Nesivos Shalom we're waiting for, which now ties into Purim very nicely. But the Chelek Gimel is a very interesting discussion about being machlas the suda, which the Gemara says that the Amorim would exchange suudos with each other. And there's quite a discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim what that means. And some of these suudos here in terms of what the Reyes is trying to accomplish come out there. If you take a look at some of the Marmakomos, I can send you more if you're interested. But a very, send you my notes for that if you're interested. Very interesting discussion there. One point about Hilchos Tzedakah, so So that's the Shulchan Aruch passes. You can trade your shalach manas. If you don't have enough to give shalach manas, you get shalach manas one for the other. What's in Hilchos Tzedakah? So the Shulchan Aruch actually writes in Hilchos Tzedakah, if you look at the last source on the page, that Shnei Aniyim Shechayavim Litein Tzedakah, you have to give Tzedakah. Agav, I should point out, you go back to the Haggos Mordechai in 24. This is where the Shulchan Aruch is quoting from. Mikan Ani Lamed Al Shnei Bnei Adam Aniyim Shechayavim Litein Tzedakah. Kigon, what's another example? Avur Cholim, you want to give Tzedakah because there's someone sick? Oh, as Kiru Neshama, that they did like a Yartzeit kind of thing, which we know we do Haskaras Neshama, so we give a tzedakah on that occasion. So then he says you can switch it between people. So it sounds a little bit not like the Bach, because for the Bach, the kagon of when you're chayav to get tzedakah is much easier. Just say kagon shlishis hashekel. Everyone has to give shlishis hashekel. You can just switch shlishis hashekel. So it sounds more like maybe the shach that you're not actually chayav to give shlishis hashekel in a situation where you're only getting tzedakah. But for these things, you can still, if you have to give tzedakah for one of these other reasons, you still can give, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in source number 25, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down Hilchos Matanos La'aniyim that for sure you can exchange as well. That might be a Machlokes Rishonim about Shalach Manos, and there's a very interesting discussion about Shalach Manos in the earlier sources and based on Shittas Rashi over there, but we don't have time for that. Just want to share a thought from the Sivah Shalom, where my sticky has been here at the same spot because the last bunch of weeks we went a little late. We'll try to end with enough time to get down from Marv, but one of the things he talks about, and it's very Nogeya to Purim, is that We have been talking about Emunah and the importance of Emunah and the centrality of Emunah. But one of the things he quotes, this is I think Mesor and Chassidus, that in the Ikkos of the Mashiach, the test will be in Emunah Dafka. The Dafka in the times of the Ikkos of Mashiach will have greater tests in our Emunah. And I have a beautiful word in the Sefer Beis Yitzchak on the Torah, without getting into all the Marmakomas, basically says that he quotes Baal Shem Tov also in the same line, but the whole point of Hester Panim is to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Hester Panim. And he has, this is the end of Parshas Yisro, he has a few beautiful marmakomas for that idea, but the whole point of Hester Panim is to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we're able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or in the words that we're saying from Mesil Shalom, we're able to have that emunah in the times of Hester Panim, then we're zocha to tremendous rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the key to bringing the geulas. We have that in those times of Hester Panim, and it's not as that we live in such a time of Hester Panim that, in the sense that people don't, we have tzaros, but now it's Hester Panim and Emunah. Emunah b'Hashem, Emunah b'Shut is something that's really lacking in our world and in the world in general. And that's really a time for us to dafka see, find the Kadosh Baruch Hu in that time. With that, we'll be zocha mirshem to the geula. But it's not only true in the cloistic sense of the geula, it's really true in private sense as well. Every person, when they're able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through those hard times, if you know people who have gone through Nisyonos and are real Bali and Muna, so those people that have gone through really Nisyonos in life, their Muna is at a level that's totally different. And I know my father has a couple friends. My father said, my father's friends, his two friends that are like closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are his two friends that had the biggest Nisyonos in life with children and divorce and other things. Those are the ones that are closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's when you're able, and they're big by Emunah, and when you're able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the hard times, that propels a person forward. You get a personal geula as well. Sometimes you actually have geula from the tzaros you have, but to have that level of ruchni is also a personal geula. Even if you don't have physical tzaros, to be able to overcome that and see life on a different plane, that's also a tremendous rachman from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we should be mechazik ourselves for the klal in this time. And this is the Purim story, really, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hester Panim, to just see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world when no one else is seeing him. So Mitzvah Shem will be zocha for the klal, and for ourselves as well, will be zocha to that closer relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So.